Luke 2, Luke 1, 26 through 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said,
Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her,
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Then said Mary unto the angel,
How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
And the angel answered and said unto her,
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was also called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
And Mary said,
Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
And the angel departed from her. Matthew 1, 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying,
Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,
Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Shall conceive and bear a son, his name shall be Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name shall be Emmanuel. He shall save his people from their sins, his name shall be Emmanuel. His name shall be Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. His name shall be Emmanuel. He shall save his people from their sins. His name shall be Emmanuel. His name shall be Emmanuel.
Luke 2, 1 through 5. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Luke 2, 6 and 7. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
To pay. Joseph and his wife were tired and worn. Soon the baby Jesus would be born. Lodging there was found in stable bare, where a manger bed they did prepare. Bethlehem town. On that night a star above did shine. It announced the birth of one divine. Mary placed him in a bed. All was done just as the prophets said. What a shame so few there were who knew this was God incarnate in plain view. On that night the love of came down, came in humble birth to Bethlehem town.
2:8-12. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Luke 2:13-14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Luke 2:15-20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, as it was told unto them.
Rejoice, rejoice, all people rejoice, for now unto us a child is born. Lift your face up to the
Luke 2:22 and 24 through 32. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms, and blessed God, and said,
Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.
My soul rejoices in the God of Israel, for he has shown me his faithfulness and love. The promised Savior, holy revelation, a glorious light sent down from heaven above. And now, O Lord, in peace dismiss your servant, for I have seen the Lord's anointed one, Israel's hope and blessed consolation, a light to all redemption's work begun. My soul rejoices in the God of Israel, for he has shown me his faithfulness and love. The promised Savior, holy revelation, a glorious light sent down from heaven above. By many he will be rejected, for some the greatest joy he'll bring. The deepest thoughts will be no longer secret, for all we are is fully known to him. And still today he brings his glad salvation to all who come with repentant hearts to him. What wondrous grace, God's blessed revelation, the Son of God, all glory to his name.
Matthew 2:1-11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him,
In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he has sent them to Bethlehem, and said,
Go, and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
When they had heard the king, they departed, And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Thank you. God so loved the world. How so did God love the world? God loved the world by giving his only begotten Son to save the world from their sins. So who benefits from this divine benevolence? John 3:16 says, whosoever. Whosoever. What is that word? It's just a little three-letter word in biblical language. We have a little three-letter word in the English that is equivalent to it. It's the word all, A-L-L. The whole and every individual in the whole. Right from the very beginning of Christ's coming to save whosoever from their sins, whosoever can be seen in the events of his coming. Whosoever includes seriously religious people. There was Zacharias and Elizabeth. Zacharias was a Jewish priest who took his responsibilities very seriously. Luke chapter 1 says he was a certain priest of the course of Abia. He was righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, and blameless. And he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course. Whosoever includes young, single people. Mary, a morally pure, young, unmarried, though engaged woman, a woman of faith and faithfulness to the Lord, yet humble. And there was Joseph, a just man, engaged to be married, and a skilled carpenter. He was not a hasty man, but thoughtful, even in serious matters. When he found that Mary was with child, he thought on these things before he acted. And when the angel informed him that she was bearing the Christ child, he was ready to respond to the will of God. Whosoever includes rulers of nations. There was Herod. He was a more local ruler, but a very dishonest man, a ruthless man who was not above killing young children for his own selfish purposes. When the wise men came and informed Jerusalem of the birth of the Savior, Herod the king, it says, spoke to these wise men. And he invited them to bring him word when they found the Christ child. But the angels were informed not to return to Herod, for he had some sinister ideas and carried them out, killing many children in an attempt to eliminate the Christ. And there was Caesar Augustus, the ruler of the most powerful nation on earth at the time, one of the most powerful and mightiest nations the world has ever known. So much power he had that he could declare the world to be taxed. Whosoever includes innkeepers. An innkeeper is a businessman, an entrepreneur, a proprietor of a thriving hotel. Who was this innkeeper that had to tell this young couple there was no room for them in the inn? Would it have made any difference if he had known who was in this young woman's womb? There's no way for us to know whether this innkeeper was kind or mean, regretful or uncaring. But we can be pretty sure he was totally ignorant of what was about to take place and represents the ignorant people of this world. The innkeeper had no room for the Savior to be born, but the Savior had room in his heart for the innkeeper to be born again. Whosoever includes shepherds. outdoorsmen, hard workers, rugged men working the night shift, not afraid of predator animals or thieves, but trembling before angels. And these rugged men had the capacity for faith, for when they saw the Christ child, they became his first witnesses. Whosoever includes the elderly. There was Simeon at the end of his life, waiting patiently to see the Savior as he had been promised, so that he could depart in peace. And there was Anna, a woman of great age, who spent her time praising the Lord and serving him in the temple. Whosoever includes troubled people. When the wise men announced to Jerusalem that the Christ had been born, it says in Matthew chapter 2 that not only was King Herod troubled, but all Jerusalem with him. There was an agitation in their minds. These people were troubled at the news that a Messiah had been born, but not just that. These people were troubled about being accountable for their sins. Whosoever includes hypocrites. When Herod had gathered all the chief priests together and inquired of them where the Christ should be born, they knew. And even though the announcement had been made that he was born, they made no attempt to see him or find him. Oh, they were religious, but in a selfish way. Whosoever includes wise men, wealthy, and highly educated men, but outsiders, Gentiles. They advised some of the most important people in high places, but were not in the accepted class in Israel. Yet they traveled a long distance. They made a great sacrifice of leaving their home and their responsibilities for a long period of time to find the Savior. Whosoever includes all that will hear. After the shepherds had visited the infant Christ, they went about telling all who would listen of what they had seen and heard. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 to 18 says, "And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." Wondered. But did they believe? Are you serious about your religion? Or are you just pretending and only hypocritical? Are you young? Are you old? Or any age in between? Are you in the government and walk in the circles of high places of the world? Are you a businessman and operating a thriving company? Are you a rugged outdoor laborer? Are you highly educated? Are you wealthy or poor? Are you troubled? Do you wonder the things that you've heard of Christ? No matter in which one of these categories you find yourself, or any other we may not have mentioned, all of you, all of us, are part of the whosoever for whom Christ came. All of us are part of the whosoever for whom God gave his only begotten Son. That if we would only believe, we would not have to perish, but could have everlasting life. Are you ready to believe? Trust in the Savior. God the Father sent to save us from our sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son. And thank you also that whosoever can believe and trust in Jesus. If there is anyone here who has not yet received Christ as their Savior, Lord, work in their hearts at this very moment. Bring them to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we sing this last song together as a congregation, if you have not yet received Christ as your Savior, we invite you to come right to the front while we sing the song, and someone will sit down with you and share with you how you can be part of the whosoever that believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might not perish, but have everlasting life.